Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Yeah. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in the last set of the first hour. You heard Boom the Matadors and Funky Judge Part 1. Came out in 1968 on the Toddlin' Town label. Part of Scepter, I believe. I put the record away. Before that, Jimmy Norman from 1962 on the Little Star label did I Don't Love You No More. Before that, George Weston did I Need You Baby, originally released on the Tally label in 1958. I got the compilation Hang Loose. It's one of the 5 million Buffalo Bop compilations that were out. And then we kicked off the set with the Church Keys from their the title track from their 1999 CD that came out on Norton. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. Yeah. Coming up in 54 minutes will be The Lounge with Danny, An Untold Number of Angels. Coming up, this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Christ's sake. In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. He was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer. I'm all alone and the night is so long. We started to dance in my arms, she felt so inviting.
And he's all so fine, and he's all so fine. father calls a maid, and she stirs the tea with councillors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks at Weller's bills and every suave young man, as he's all so done, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservative. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's boot when fate would pass his on, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservative. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matter of all the snakes, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Remember the night that I met you down at Buggy at Sleepy Joe's pad? There was a party a-swinging like crazy, and the music wailed like mad. It was the very first time that you did me wrong. Well, you ducked me and then you walked over, sat on a stool next to me, and then you came on with a story just as sad as it could be. I sympathized with you, but you did me wrong. You told me your daddy was busted, said your mama was weary and beat, said your 10 little brothers and sisters didn't have anything to eat. And so I helped you out, but you did me wrong. We drank up a toast to our friendship, we said here's for better or worse. And it was then that I noticed that pill box you had tucked down in your purse. And in the morning I knew how you did me wrong. After taking a full box of aspirin, I showered and shaved and I split. Then I cut right over to Sleepy Joe's and said, hey Joe, what's the bit? And then he leveled with me, 'cause you did me wrong. Said you were wicked and simple, a thief and conniver to boot. And he wasn't the least bit surprised when I said you took my loot. He helped me track you down, 'cause you did me wrong. Now here you are saying you're sorry, pleading with me for your bail. But for all of the trouble you caused me, you can sit right here in jail. You know it's all your fault, 'cause you did me wrong. Well, this is the end of the story, but you better remember it well. The visiting hours are over, so
you.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
I've told you that I'm like this girl, but you keep hanging around. If lightning never catches you, he's got to put you down. About 6 feet. Stay away from lightning's girl and this part of town. Stay away from lightning's girl or he'll put you down. Yeah. Better stop your grooving round. Another rooster's hen. If lightning ever catches you, got to do you in. In about 2 minutes. Stay away from lightning's girl and this part of town. Stay away from lightning's girl or he'll put you down. If I were you, I'd start to move and tell my story walking. About 100 miles an hour. Stay away from lightning, girl, and this part of town. Stay away from lightning, girl, or he'll put you down.
Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Say, she wants to know, has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology test? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit www.radiologyinfo.org. This is a public service announcement of radiologyinfo.org and a little rays, or the gamma rays here at, X-rays here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, just heard Nancy Sinatra and Lightning's Girl, released in 1967 on Reprise. For that, Bill Norvis with the sound of Val Grund. Did You Did Me Wrong? Singler came out in 1960 on the Era label. Well, that's the Kinks from the Kinkdom LP, released here in the United States in 1965 on Reprise and a Well-Respected Man. Before that, Dandy song that was written for Herman's Hermits by Ray Davies. And that was a single released in 1967 on MGM. And this week's song that everybody knows, but everybody knew the song, the two songs that followed it. But Janie Americans, who will be opening up for Herman's Hermits tomorrow night at the Lynn Auditorium. Janie Americans did Come a Little Bit Closer. Single that came out in 1964 on United Artists. And we kicked it off with a band called the Camel Drivers and a track that was released originally on the Top Dog label in 1967. I got it off a compilation, Fuzz Flakes and Shakes Volume 3. Came out in 1999 on Dionysus. And the grass is greener. Yes. Got some more songs to play for the three of you. Actually, 21 people have made it known they're listening. Then add the three that listen on terrestrial radio. I'll get to that quarter century mark if it kills me. These are the Desperate Hours.
Everybody, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I took myself down City Wheel. I took my walking cane.
Lolita of tender, dreamy childishness and a kind of eerie vulgarity. I know it is madness to keep this journal, but it gives me a strange thrill to do so.
Show me the
past three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch. The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Okay. Just heard Dyke and the Blazers, The Runaway People, single released in 1970 on the original Sound label. Before that, Fallen Angels did Bad Woman. They were out of Syracuse, New York. Track that was released on the ECI, or ESIP, or Peace, spelled backwards, label, 1970. It was a compilation, I'm a No Count. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. A pinups before that, and I think I played this, but I played it off a compilation. I had the single laying around. I think I paid like 50 cents for it. I mean, I don't spare any expense for the 3 years out there. But, Pinups did Looking for Boys, 1964 on the Stork label. And we kicked it off with a band out of Denmark, the Space Makers, and a track called Mama Papa, originally released on the Sonnet label in Denmark in 1965. I got off a compilation Viking Beat, which came out on the Hit and Beat label. Now, Hit and Beat, that's the type of thing, you know, they didn't really have a grasp of English. Well, just call it Hit and Beat, or, you know, Beat them up, or Dig them up, or whatever. Well, you can tell it's from Western Europe, the compilation, for labels from, on the compilations from there. But anyway, it has that type of name. Anyway, yeah, the Space Makers did Mama Papa from 1965. Yeah, it's coming up in about 20 minutes. It's going to be The Lounge with Danny, An Untold Number of Angels. Meanwhile, you're stuck with me for another 20 minutes. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
When I saw her walking down the street, I said, come on, we gotta filled with silent joys and broken toys, laughing girls and teasing boys. Was I ever in love? I called it love. I mean, it felt like love. There were moments when, well, there were moments when present. Go out with you? Why not? Do I like to dance? Of course. Take a walk along the beach tonight? I'd love to. But don't try to touch me. Don't try to touch me. Because that will never happen again. Shall we dance? The future. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's a long way off. Maybe someday I'll have somebody's hand. Maybe somewhere, someone will understand. You know, I used to sing a tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket. I'm all packed up and I'm on my way, and I'm gonna fall in love. But at the moment, it doesn't look good. At the moment, will never happen again. I don't think it will ever happen again.
'56 and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-was from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. Yeah. Just heard the Shangri-Las from 1966 and past, present, and future. That was released in 1966 on Redbird. Before that, Satan's Pilgrims from 1999 from their self-titled CD. And the track was called Jungle Room. Before that, Dave Myers and the Disciples did Come All in Love. It was originally released on the Harmony Park label in 1965. I got off of Back from the Grave already made the CD version. Before that, Project X did a track that was originally released on Vanguard. I thought of them as a folk label in 1966. The name of the track is called Don't You Think It's Fine. I got off the compilation Destroy That Boy. Came out in 2009 on Ace. And before that, the Rivieras. Yes, they of the California Sun Rivieras did Little Donna, a track released in 1964 on their own Riviera label. And then we kicked off the set, the last set of the evening, with Linda Scott and the Hutch Davy Orchestra with Lopsided Love Affair, released in 1962 on the Congress label. Yes. My name is Alex. I was your lopsided host this evening. Anyway, the pleasure was mine as always, I guess. Take care.
his love I know so well. Next time that you say a prayer, say a prayer, say a prayer, say a prayer for me. The ring upon your finger, now we're really there. This, it seems, must really be